thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, supportive viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatter Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini-Mongol. In Dar-Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar-An Broadcasting System. In Tar, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com. with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan cancels $28 million US dollar loan by Sudan. In sustainable energy news, the United States allocates $3 billion US dollars for clean energy projects. In good governance news, the Welsh government welcomes refugees. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August the 22nd, begins the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. In some parts of the world, it started on August the 21st. It commemorates the time when the Quran was first communicated, and according to the Holy Book, the gates of heaven were opened. During this important holiday, Muslims fast and practice self-discipline. Inner reflection, devotion to Allah, and spiritual growth are emphasized. The Quran is read as much as possible. We wish all our Muslim brothers and sisters a blessed and elevating Ramadan.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. On July 17th, Typhoon Molave, locally known as Isang, landed in the Philippines causing serious floods. Three people lost their lives and nearly 100,000 were displaced.
On July 18th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 for our association's relief team to help those most in need. The amount could purchase $214,000 in relief supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
On July 23rd, our association's relief team from Formosa, or Taiwan, and the Philippines traveled to the worst-hit areas of the city of Cavite and the capital, Manila. The Manila Social Welfare Department kindly provided the place to pack the relief supplies and asked local villagers to help with the packing and delivery.
Finding many roads still flooded and hundreds of homes either damaged or destroyed, the relief team was able to distribute essential packages containing food, hygienic supplies, and treats to 3,000 families. They also gave out informative SOS flyers and global warming DVDs. The Manila Social Welfare Department and relief recipients conveyed their gratitude for Master's loving contribution.
Manila Social Welfare Department and villagers, our appreciation for your kind-hearted assistance. We are ever thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for a caring help that brings comfort in urgent times and thank our association's relief team for their earnest efforts. With heaven's grace, may the storm-affected Philippine people soon recover the fulfillment of their daily lives as we strive for more virtuous lifestyles to minimize events such as these.
Floods hit Nepal and India. Days of monsoon rains have taken the lives of at least 7 children and displaced over 1,000 families in Nepal. With residents forced to rooftops, higher grounds, or other public buildings for safety, the Japa District government in Nepal has dispatched personnel for rescue operations.
Meanwhile, hundreds of villages in India's state of Uttar Pradesh were inundated by floods from heavy rains and waters released from upstream dams in Nepal. 4 people perished and 2 others were injured, while some 300,000 people were affected in Baresh District alone. On August 21st, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 to Nepal and an additional $10,000 to India, asking our native association members in each nation to go, if possible, to comfort and help the most desperate, sending all her love and sympathy. In Nepal, the amount could purchase $427,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the U.S., based on Nepal's cost of living. In India, the donation could buy $168,000 in relief items if bought in the U.S., based on the local cost of living. We appreciate the efforts of Japa District government and relief personnel working to ease the situations in Nepal and India. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her immediate and unconditional assistance to both countries. Our sympathies to all who have lost loved ones as we pray for the protection of the afflicted. May such calamities be eased through humanity's gentle regard of all beings in the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Still save the planet. Day 1250. Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Give up everything to be world saver. Just be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Vaccine readiness delay amidst side effect concerns. Officials from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have announced that supplies and distribution of the swine flu vaccine will be delayed due to manufacturers' development setbacks. It is expected that just 45 million doses will be ready by October 15th, half of what was originally predicted.
Meanwhile, Barbara Lowe Fisher, author and president of the U.S. National Vaccine Information Center, has joined others in raising concerns about the upcoming swine flu vaccine, citing the 500 people who developed a rare paralysis-causing disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome and 25 people who died from it after a large 1976 swine flu vaccination campaign in the U.S. Saying that the new vaccine is similar to the one of 1976, she stated, "In one case out of 100,000 shots, a flu vaccine could cause total paralysis that you can either recover from or die from or get permanently paralyzed." The vast majority of swine flu cases go unreported. However, official tallies gathered by the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control show a total of 248,941 cases in almost 180 countries, including 2,430 fatalities.
This week alone, the United Kingdom confirmed an additional 10 persons who perished, bringing the sum total to 59. Fatalities and cases have also risen in Malaysia to 68 and 5,300 respectively. The city of New Delhi, India, reported her first two loss of life, bringing the nation's death toll to 36. The United Arab Emirates saw a first swine flu fatality, and Saudi Arabia two more deaths among some 2,000 cases. Kuwait's health ministry reported 332 cases this week, and Iran's cases jumped from 196 to 238. With swine flu cases reaching 40 in Mauritius, the government has closed all schools until the end of the month.
Our sympathies to those whose loved ones have been lost and prayers for the full recovery of ones fallen ill. May such plagues of present and future leave us, as they would through the widespread shift to the wholesome vegan diet, which is sure to boost both personal and global immunity.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org.
www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com.
Or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Over 2,000 children sickened by factory-related lead poisoning in China. In southeastern Hunan province, 1,354 children, or about 70% of those examined, were found to have lead poisoning resulting from air and water pollution from a nearby factory, which was shut down last week after residents urged for it. In another earlier case this month in north-central Shaanxi province, 851 children were found to have lead poisoning, with over 170 hospitalized. Some tested with 10 times the lead level of what is considered safe in China. Lead poisoning, which especially harms young children and unborn babies, damages the nervous system and can cause diminished cognitive or brain development. Baoji City Mayor Dai Zhengzi assured villagers that the lead and zinc plant will not be opened until health standards are met. We thank Mayor Dai Zhengzi, concerned villagers, and parents. Our prayers that the affected young ones recover soon and that the standards of care for our Earth are raised and effectively implemented for the protection of all children.
Scientists discover ancient squid. Paleontologists in the UK have found a well-preserved fossilized squid dating back 150 million years with an intact black ink sac inside. This billion-to-one chance preservation of the water vertebrate was said by excavation lead Dr. Phil Wilby to be among the world's best. What an historic discovery. Kudos, Dr. Wilby and scientist team, for your careful work in revealing this wondrous co-inhabitant from the past. May beings the world over find peace through our respectful regard for all life.
Forbes magazine lists 100 most influential women. For the fourth consecutive year, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been listed as U.S. Forbes magazine top influential woman in the world. Next were U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, Chairperson Sheila Bair and PepsiCo's Chief Executive Indra Nooyi. Among the other top 10 were Chief Executive Cynthia Carroll of UK-based mining company Anglo American, Singaporean Chief Executive of Temasek Ho Ching, U.S. Chief Executives Ellen Cullman of DuPont, Angela Braly of WellPoint, and Lynn Elsenhans of Sunoco, and Areva's French Chief Executive Anne Lavrion. Our sincere accolades, Chancellor Merkel, Chairperson Baer, Chief Executive Nguyen, and all other outstanding women for your deserved recognition. May your exemplary leadership continue to guide decisions that benefit many on the planet.
UN warns of second cholera epidemic in Zimbabwe. In the past year, over 4,200 Zimbabweans lost their lives to cholera as the illness swept the country, afflicting some 100,000 people. The United Nations has requested $718 million from donors for necessary infrastructure and water sanitation improvements in the country. However, less than half of that has been raised, and 6 million Zimbabweans are currently without sufficient access to the key preventatives of clean water and sanitation. Saying that work with Zimbabwe's central government is necessary, UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Chief of Health Dr. Peter Salama stated, "Another cholera outbreak in the country is almost inevitable." Dr. Salama and the United Nations, we appreciate your concerned voice on behalf of the Zimbabwean people. May heaven watch over them as we pray for the necessary reparations to restore health and resiliency to all.
North Korean representatives express hope of improving U.S. relations. In a visit hosted by Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico, USA, North Korean United Nations delegates Kim Young-gil and Paik Jong-hwan expressed their country's interest in dialogue with the United States. Governor Richardson, who himself has traveled several times to North Korea, said that the two-day visit was spent discussing diplomatic affairs as well as sustainable energy options, a subject of interest to New Mexico. Many thanks, Your Excellencies, Governor Richardson and North Korean diplomats, for this friendly exchange of goodwill. May heaven grace both nations with peace and cordial relations.
Save our planet. Methane released from beneath Arctic Ocean. British and German scientists have discovered more than 250 plumes of gas bubbles coming from the seabed off the island of West Spitsbergen in the Arctic Ocean.
As the gas being emitted is predominantly the potent greenhouse gas methane, the scientists say that it is likely originating from methane hydrate stores beneath the seabed that are thawing due to a global warming-related rise in ocean temperatures. If this process becomes widespread, the massive release of methane would usher in runaway global warming.
Thank you, scientists, for these candid observations despite their disturbing implications. We pray for an outcome of restored balance as we humans around the globe join hands and hearts to stop global warming and protect life on our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently reminds of the link between climate-related calamities and livestock raising, as she explained during a live interview in September 2008 with Environmentally Sound Radio in New York, USA.
Methane gas and hydrogen sulfide are resulted from animal raising, and that produce a lot of toxic gas into the air, and it warms the atmosphere, and then the atmosphere melts the ice, and the ocean will be warm, and then more methane and other toxin will be released from the bottom of the ocean and permafrost and all that, and then it will be like a devil's circle. I hope we stop it quick. If we have enough people to be vegan, then the world will be in a trend. And I do really pray that the government and the media help and might save lives.
Save our planet. 200,000 climate change refugees on the move each year, with at least 26 million people already displaced because of global warming-related events. U.S.-based charity Oxfam International reports that 375 million may be at risk of having to flee due to climate change disasters by 2015, with 200 million having to leave their homes annually due to hunger, environmental degradation, or land loss by 2050. According to a worldpublicopinion.org poll of 19 countries around the world, the majority of people in 15 countries want their governments to do more about climate change, including China, U.S., and Russia. Our gratefulness, Oxfam and World Public Opinion, for these insights into the plight of brethren worldwide. Let us all strive to do our part through such effective eco-friendly practices as the plant-based diet so that everyone can live sustainably on our shared planetary globe.
Save our planet. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Agency states that 29 species in more than 20 states need federal protections to avoid extinction.
Save our planet. Yemen's Ministry for Water Affairs announces programs to help citizens switch to less water-dependent produce such as olives, along with other water-conserving measures to halt the country's depletion of this precious resource.
Save our planet. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh encourages his country's advancement toward a more environmentally sustainable path with new technology that will be designed to mitigate issues such as water shortages and pollution.
Save our planet. Seeking signs of the shy and reclusive pine marten throughout Northern Ireland, researchers at the Ecological Management Group determined that more efforts are needed to preserve this endangered species.
Methane heats up the atmosphere 72 times more than CO2. Nitrous oxide is 310 times more potent than CO2. Ammonia is the main cause of acid rain and ecosystem acidification. Hydrogen sulfide can cause death from just one inhale at concentrations as low as 1,000 parts per million. The largest source of methane, nitrous oxide, and ammonia is from animal industries. Hydrogen sulfide is one of the major toxic pollutants from the animal industry. Methane and nitrous oxide released from animal industries in turn trigger more methane and CO2 to be released from the oceans and permafrost. Animal waste, chemical fertilizer runoff, fishing, all contaminate our water supply and deplete the ocean's oxygen. Kill marine lives. Hydrogen sulfide formed in this process depletes oxygen further. Stop methane, nitrous oxide, ammonia, and hydrogen sulfide. Stop all animal products. Save our children.
Support vegan, organic farming. Save our planet.
Hello, I'm Una, the green Akuchi, and this is my lovely wife, Lua.
Hi all, Una and I are vegetarian. We're here with a tip on removing a tough stain.
If you ever get a permanent marker on your clothing, here's a way to get it out.
You will need some rubbing alcohol and a white towel.
Put the stained fabric on top of a clean towel.
Then apply rubbing alcohol to the ink. Be sure to keep moving the apparel to a dry part of the towel as you're blotting the mark.
Continue doing this until there is no more ink residue.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now let's see the weather around the world.
In world news, Japan cancels a $28 million loan. Sudanese Minister of Finance and National Economy, Dr. Awad Ahmed Al-Jaz, and Japanese Ambassador to Sudan, His Excellency Yuichi Ishii, signed a memorandum as part of Japan's support of Sudan's Comprehensive Peace Agreement, or CPA. Our respectful appreciation, and heaven bless Japan for your commitment to the development of other nations. May Sudan flourish in peace and abundance. It's a welcoming sign when all cooperate to bring greater security and harmony for global citizens.
In sustainable energy news, the United States allocates $3 billion for sustainable energy. The project is being funded by the U.S. Department of the Treasury and the Department of Energy through the American Recovery Act of 2009. Approximately 5,000 solar, wind, biomass, and other types of eco-friendly energy generation facilities will be supported. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu stated, "These payments will help spur major private sector investments in clean energy and create new jobs for America's workers. Our many thanks, United States Department of the Treasury and Department of Energy, for your earth-loving support. May more governments and individuals around the world embrace green policies." Coming up on Noteworthy News, Welsh Government welcomes refugees. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more gladdening news.
At a group meditation in early August, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized the need to protect and save our planet.
"Actually, I still love this planet. It's beautiful, Yes? Up to now, the scientists have not found any planet better than ours. With all the billions and billions of dollars pouring into space travel project, we haven't found anything in the near of this beauty. So we have to save it at all cost."
Tune in to Supreme Master Television today for our program, We Have to Save the Planet at All Cost, on Between Master and Disciples.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a loving world. In good governance news, Wales continues its tradition of welcoming refugees. Assembly Government Minister for Social Justice and Local Government, Dr. Brian Gibbons, expressed in the Wales online newspaper his support of people coming to Wales to find a new life. The All Wales Refugee Inclusion Strategy is a government-sponsored program that works together with local agencies, faith groups, and the media to raise public awareness on issues concerning refugees. In addition, the new residents are provided with the tools they need to help in understanding and joining the Welsh society. Our sincere thanks, Minister for Social Justice and Local Government, Dr. Brian Gibbons, Wales Government and citizens, for opening your hearts and country to brethren in need. May all people thrive in security and happiness.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Ewe entitled Kids.
Siameda, ele hanyanto. Gake me mina vionto atowa pe fefe nuo potema ha. Ah, le rei si me viwa no wa oransie.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Master, brothers and sisters, I just want to share that this night I dream about you telling me the day of my initiation. I was so happy in the dream. I raised my arms to the sky and just smiled. I was filled with love and happiness and a white light surrounded me. Zilmara from Costa Rica.
Soulful Zilmara, thank you for your exuberant heartline. May dreams come true and the heavenly kingdom soon be rediscovered. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly responded to you. Welcome home, precious one. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May God's grace be with you and your cherished ones always. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
9 European Union countries are in talks with the United States to resettle freed Guantanamo Bay detainees, with 4 countries already pledging to welcome those cleared for release.
Measuring 5 by 7 centimeters with jewels valued at $500,000, the world's smallest jewel-encrusted Quran will be unveiled during the 17th International Quran Exhibition held in Tehran, Iran.
Along with Shenzhen City, China's contribution of 1,000 prefabricated houses, other mainland-based Chinese companies and organizations donate over $18.6 million to help people affected by Typhoon Morakot in Formosa or Taiwan.
The International Rescue Committee sponsors a Peace Cup soccer tournament in Maryland, USA, where youth teams of Iraqis, Burmese, Bhutanese, and Meskhetian Turks compete for ribbons and a gold cup.
The Republic Hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan, sponsored by China, officially opens with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai and Chinese Ambassador to Afghanistan, Jing Qing Dian, in attendance.
Kuwaiti bikers Muhammad al-Sultan, Hussein Ashkenani, and Ali al-Barimi arrive in Rome, Italy, completing their 3-month world peace tour.
The European Commission donates 20 pickup trucks to the Palestinian Civil Police, or PCP, to help them respond to calls more quickly and improve security for the Palestinian people.
Pakistan's UN Humanitarian Coordinator Martin Magwanja reports that approximately 1.3 million Pakistanis originally displaced by civil war have been able to return home.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad meets with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to discuss enhancing security and establishing a high-level council to collaborate on trade, transport, and border matters.
As part of Indonesia's Independence Day celebrations, more than 58,000 inmates were granted a reduction in their sentence terms and more than 5,200 were freed.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.